Brother David has been a tremendous inspiration to me and a strength and a joy. I've learned a lot about what it means to take the church into the community from two guys, and that's Joe Hanke. My first major shift towards grace come from him, his life, and him sharing with me on a trip that we took to Promise Keepers. And Joe and I forget who was driving, but I was able to have a conversation with Joe sitting across that van seat with him, and the Lord opened my eyes to some things. Hallelujah. And then here's what David comes up with. He reads out of scriptures. He said, reading from Paul's writing, he said, don't separate yourself from getting involved in ordinary people's lives. That's what last night was all about, ordinary people. And then we bring Jesus on the scene through prayer and love and caring for them. And David has helped me to see the world with a greater scope, with a wider scope, that they're out there is where they are, and we need to touch them out there. So, Brother Dave, why don't you come right on, and we're going to receive the Word of God that he puts on his heart. I had a lot of fellowship with Dave this week, and my spirit is encouraged. You know, Scripture says, he that waters himself will be watered.
I remember years ago, I went to jail for the first time because of Joe Hanke inspiring me. And I got upset, and he asked me, well, after he got through sharing, if I had anything to share, and I said, no, I can't. But I was upset. As he was sharing with me in there in that jail cell, we were sitting there. I could see all these guys in the back and all these guys hanging up front, up at top, and APOD and making fun of Joe and the guys that were sitting there listening. One thing I really want to get through to you today is that God speaks to people. He speaks to us in several ways. But that night, I left there and driving across that bridge, that new bridge across the interstate, he told me I needed to be bold. I need to stand up and be bold. And that next Wednesday night, I stood up. Joe asked me if you had anything to share, and I stood up, and I got in front of that, out there in the middle of APOD, and I boldly, the Spirit of the Lord rose up in me, and I boldly shared the gospel, shared my testimony, and 12 out of 24 men that night gave their life to Jesus. Amen. I had one young man afterwards. He said, I was back there in them bunks and I wasn't going to have nothing to do with this Jesus deal. Amen. But he said, you were so loud. He said, I heard everything you had to say, whether I wanted to or not. And he said, I'm leaving here tomorrow to go to prison, and I'm going to seek out other inmates that believe in the Lord and want to live for the Lord, and I'm going to live for the Lord. Amen. Being bold. He wants us to be bold, doesn't he? Yes, he does. The Spirit of the Lord is the one that gives us the boldness. Thank you. glasses on. Well, Lord, here we are today. And Lord, today I just want to point people to you. This day, it's all my life's been about. Is so they'll come to believe. Believe in you. Believe in your spirit. And want to receive salvation. Want to receive your spirit. Be born again. It's through your spirit, Lord God, that we're cleaned up. You give us a new life through your spirit. It's a spiritual birth. And through that spirit, we grow spiritually. And we grow in boldness. We grow in wisdom. You cleanse us and clean us up. I could never clean anybody up. I couldn't even clean myself. So today I pray, Lord God, that people hear this message and believe in you and believe in your spirit and want to call upon your name, Lord, for salvation. They'll want to pray and seek you with all their heart, with a sincere heart, believing in you, Lord God, and receive your spirit in Jesus' holy name. That is what it's all about. I've realized that since 95. I came to this church for several years. Like a lot of people, I came in and sat in the pew and throwed some money in the pot. I did. But in 95, I raised my hands towards heaven. And he poured his glory and power out on me, his spirit. It's life-changing. But that day, I had been to this altar lots of times. But that day I went to the altar with a sincere heart. How many of you realize it's always about your heart? Amen. Brother Billy, would you please take us to John 3, 5 through 8? And can we do it in New Living Translation? Amen. Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. You realize born of water is by birth. Amen. Coming from your mother's womb. There's only one way to be born of the Spirit, and Jesus teaches us. Who's teaching us today? Jesus is teaching us. Dave Tharp's not teaching you. That's Jesus speaking to you. Amen. Amen says means yes. Can I get an amen? Amen. Yes. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to the spiritual life. Who is it that gives life, spiritual life to us? Jesus. Amen. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it is coming from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born in the Spirit. You'll never be able to explain it. But it's a gift. It's a gift that changes lives. It's the most powerful gift anybody can receive in this life. Amen. It's a gift that cleanses us and cleans us up. That took Dave Tharp from being a dope head. I should have just had stupid wrote across my forehead. Amen. Amen. How many could raise their hand to that? Amen. Boy, I used to tell them guys in jail, but first I had to explain that I'd been in their shoes. And then they didn't mind being called stupid. That's the truth. Because they knew I'd walk their shoes. And they know how stupid it was and is. Looking out peepholes ain't very smart. Yes. Could you put up, I'm sorry, Luke, I should have given you this earlier. I was sitting at home praying this morning and studying. I knew what I wanted to share, and before I knew it was time to be at church. I got up at 6. Luke 11, 5 through 12, Billy, please. And then after that, let's go to Luke 24, 44 through 49, please. Then teaching them more about prayer. Who's teaching us here? It's Jesus speaking to us. Who is speaking to us? Our Lord and Savior. Who's teaching us? Our Lord and Savior. Dave Tharp's not teaching you nothing. He just inspired me to share these scriptures with you so he could teach you. Amen. And the reason I want to share, get it clear today. One time I had a lady come in my monument shop, very upset, yelling and screaming at me and my wife. She said, God don't speak to people. Amen. She said, you believe God speaks to people? God don't speak to no one. Who's speaking to us? That lady was 77 years old, been to church her whole life. Who is speaking to us? Who's teaching us? The Lord. He's teaching us about prayer. And when we get through with this little deal here, you realize that he's talking to the unsaved, the unborn. So he's teaching. He uses this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family are all in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. Years ago, the man going to this church who inspired me to come to church, and it's the only church I've ever been to. Amen. By the way, I'm the youngest elder of this church. The youngest, please. Jesus, what's he teaching you there? He's teaching us about prayer, about shameless persistence praying. Would you please go on there? And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. What's Jesus telling you? Through prayer. He wants you to talk to him, doesn't he? Amen. He wants you to call upon him and talk to him. Even before you, this is before a person's even received the Spirit of the Lord. And Joe Rodney, who was the one who inspired me to believe, he said, Dave, you have to read the Bible. You have to learn how to pray. And so I put on a pot of coffee every morning out there at the farm. And I get on my knees and I pray. I didn't even know the Lord. And I'd tell him, I don't even know if you're real, living, alive. I don't understand what I'm even reading here. But I'm crying out for your help. And I want to understand and I need you. Amen. I knew I needed him. I knew I needed help. Amen. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Jesus is promising you this, isn't he? If you'll just pray, call upon me, seek after me, keep knocking, keep seeking. Let's go on. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? No, we wouldn't, would we? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. My grandson, if he asked me for an egg, am I going to give him a scorpion? Even before I knew the Lord, I wouldn't have done that, would I? Yes, go on, brother. Then he said, when I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me. And no, you got to go back to that where Jesus gives the Spirit. The next line. I'm sorry, Luke 5 through 12. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Who's going to give you the Spirit? Jesus, the Father, and the Son of God. He's going to pour it out on you. But first you have to, what does it have to be? It has to be a desire of your heart. You need help. I still need him every day. I still call upon him every day. There isn't a person here that isn't born again that doesn't need the Lord every day. Every day to overcome the world. Amen. So he's promising you, if you'll pray, believing in him with a sincere heart, amen, he will answer that prayer. If you keep seeking, you keep knocking with sincere heart, with shameless persistence, he's going to give you what? He's going to give you the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Yes. It's a promise. It's a guarantee. Amen. Yes. Okay, Luke 24:44-49. Then he said, when I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scripture. And he said, yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. This is prophesied throughout the whole Testament. Amen. That this was going to happen. Amen. For a couple thousand years. It just didn't happen overnight. And he said, yes, it was written long ago. Amen. What's the next verse, please? It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in authority of his name to all the nations. And where was it to begin? In Jerusalem. Where did it begin? In Jerusalem. It's the most powerful story ever told. Amen. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. Jesus is teaching you this. He's talking to you. He's for everyone who repents. Salvation for everyone. Okay. Would you please go to John 16, 13 through 15, if you could? And this is good. The reason it is really good, I think. I mean, I got this joy that rose up in me one day. I was reading this. When the Spirit of truth comes, Jesus is teaching you, when the Spirit of truth comes, amen. I've heard preachers refer to the Spirit of the Lord as a she, as an it, all kinds of stuff. And boy, he revealed something to me right here. Listen to this. He, Jesus, the Spirit, and the Spirit, and the Father. He's talking about he, the Holy Spirit. He's teaching us this. He's speaking to us right now. He's telling you the Spirit of the Lord is a he. Is he not? Amen. That's pretty plain, isn't it? Amen. He will guide you into all truth. Once you receive the Spirit of the Lord, what does he do? He guides you into all truth. Amen. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you when he has heard. He will tell you about the future. It refers to he. Let's go on. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. Amen. So he, the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus is teaching us this. Once we were born again, we received this spiritual birth. In Romans, it teaches us the Holy Spirit will join with our spirit. All I know is since 95, I've never been able to sit down, shut up, or give up. Amen. I've got a fire burning in me that can't be put out. Amen. Cancer ain't put it out yet either, has it? Amen. 2 years ago, this last month in June, they told me I was dead. Told my wife I might have maybe a month and a half to live. Had stage 4 liver and stage 4 lung cancer. He ain't put that fire out yet. No. No, when I was sitting desperate and that Michael Jackson OD'd on? They had me on them patches, 50 milligrams. I was seeing things, seeing people that weren't there. But I still got up every day and said, this is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Every day, I just knew that my Lord was going to, this cancer was going to die and dry up in me. I proclaimed it every day, believing in him and what to do. I don't even have lung cancer anymore. My liver cancer and a giant tumor I had, my guts dried up and dying. Amen. He will bring glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. He speaks to us through the Spirit of the Lord. But he's also speaking to you right now, isn't he? He's teaching each and every one of you right now, isn't he? Dave Tharp's not teaching you anything. Amen. I couldn't. I can't. It's the Lord that does it. Let's go on. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians 6, please. I'm sorry. 9 through 11. I'm sorry. My mind's getting better all the time. I'm getting stronger all the time, too. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin, who worship idols or commit adultery or are male prostitutes or practice homosexuality, or are thieves or are greedy people or are drunkards or are abusive or cheat people. You never get ahead in life cheating people, do you? The Spirit of the Lord gets hold of you, you'd rather cheat yourself. That's the truth, isn't it? None of these will inherit the kingdom of God. Some of you were once like that, but you were cleansed. Amen. How many of you were once like that? Amen. But who cleansed us? Yeah, amen. Amen. Who cleanses us? Yeah. The Lord cleanses us. The Spirit that He places in you is what's going to cleanse you. See, I've known this for a lot of time, long time. You know, I knew that every man in that jail cell that I went in Orange could be cleansed. Amen. And made holy. What's it say? You were made holy. How are you made holy? Through the Spirit of the Lord. Who cleanses us? The Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Only God can do that. Amen. Calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God is how you get cleansed. It's all right there, isn't it? But people have to believe it. I had my neighbor, my pastor next door one day. I was at the doctor's office and he showed up. And he said, Dave, I just read an article. It said 95% of the people that go to church on Sunday, nothing ever changes in their life. They say nothing's ever changed in their life. They go to church every Sunday. I can take you to the scripture, and it says, I've shared it over and over, that in the end times, Paul's warning Timothy, in the end times, amen, people will go to church on Sunday, but they don't want to believe in the power that makes men godly or holy. What is the power? The Spirit of the Lord. But they don't want to believe in it. They don't want to believe in the gifts. Amen. But without that, amen, Billy wouldn't be up there. He wouldn't be our youth pastor. Amen. Yeah, there's a lot of people in here, most of us, that wouldn't even be here, would we? None of us. Amen. Old Elmer over there, I'm very proud of him. Walked in my monument shop one day. He ran from California, ran out of the courtroom. The judge had slammed the hammer down, gave him 10 years without parole. He ran out of the courtroom and escaped. Wound up Missouri. Walks in the monument shop down here, needs work. He's living in one of my apartments. He was in trouble, wasn't he? Took him in the back, started sharing the gospel with him, teaching him how to pull stencil. Amen. the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Cleaned him up. He's going to jails and prisons. And he's every Friday helping with Come As You Are at the Baptist Church. He's very anointed. You need to go there and see him speak. Very proud of him. There's lots of people here I'm very proud of. Yes. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of God. But you have to believe in the Spirit, and you have to have a sincere heart. You have to call upon the name of the Lord with a sincere heart, believing. Amen. Is that what he's teaching us today? Yes. Luke 12, 21, please. He's going to teach you something real important here. Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God. You know how important it is to put God first, to get born again, receive the Spirit of the Lord, and grow spiritually, believing in the gifts and fruits and hungering for that. Having a rich spiritual relationship with God. Amen. It's the most important thing that should ever be, you know, be in your heart, be in your life. Amen. I have lots of play toys, boats and horses and horse trailers and side-by-sides and all kinds of stuff. But over the years, men would come out of jail and I'd have them call me, and I'd take my horses and we'd go camping and I'd share the gospel with them. I'd use it for the glory of the Lord. Amen. I'd take men fishing. What would I do while I got them in the boat? They can't get away. Especially over at Taney Como, because the water's too cold, you dive in, you'll have a heart attack. Teach them how to fish for trout and learn about the Lord. We used to take a group of men for 5 years in a row before I got sick. And from jail and Saturday night high, and we'd rent 3 big condos and 3 pontoon boats and teach them how to trout fish. One year, every year, we come back with a ton of fish, didn't we? Well, man, but the most important thing was the rededications and the salvations. And I always invited Christian men. So these guys from jail on Saturday night, I could see that they could have fun with Christian men. You know how important that is? Amen. It's the most important thing there is. Amen. I was sitting over there fishing with my wife one time and just got to thinking about it. And that's how it all begun. Amen. We had a blast. One year it flooded over there, didn't it? We got over there, I didn't figure we'd catch a fish. Run back 150 trout. We throwing fish back. First year we went, we come home with 78 trout, didn't we? And next year was 80-some. One year was 100, a little over 100, I think. But that one year was 150 trout. The Lord blessed that fishing trip every year. And we had a blast. We had speakers, and we had fires, and we had cookouts, and praise and worship. And we had guitars. And they learned that they could have a good time, amen, fishing with people without dope, without sitting on the couch. What I tried to teach them when I was horseback riding and fishing, hunting, is that how to get high on life. And there ain't no higher, you can't get no higher than to be born again and the Spirit of the Lord consume you. Ain't nothing like it. I could go on about lots of stories. I don't know how many of you heard that story about the little boy that came up to me one day and with the bald head, and he was tattooed. His head was all tattooed up. And I thought he was a little boy. It was a little lesbian girl. I was helping out with a meth rally up in Joplin and camped out, and they didn't have breakfast in the morning, so Jenna and I cooked breakfast one morning out there, and this homeless couple asked for food, asked if we had any extra food, and I cooked them breakfast. They had lunch there and supper the night before, but no breakfast. It was a three-day event. Sunday morning, they didn't have breakfast, but they were having lunch after the service. Bill McLemore, who escaped prison twice, the only man in history to ever escape Lansing Prison, was doing the preaching, amen. He used to come here, didn't he? He'd help me in the jail ministry, and every time we did a meth rally, amen, he was there, wasn't he? Awesome man of God. He was never to get out of prison, but God had another plan, didn't he? The next morning, Jan and I were cooking breakfast. And all of a sudden, here come that couple with about 30 more people. Hungry. Jan and I, we didn't have the food to feed them, did we? Oh, God. This is how God works. Out of the blue, this lady comes jogging. Didn't she, did? Jogged right up to us. Do you have food to feed all these people? No. She said, I live right over there across the park in a blue house. I'll be right back with 4 dozen eggs. Next thing I knew, this guy out of the blue I never met before in my life sat down a 12-pound box of bacon. Glory. Amen. I had some pancake mix, and I'm a pancake eater, amen. I used to serve pancakes down here before Sunday school, didn't I? We started cooking pancakes and bacon and eggs, and we fed all those people. Yeah. And this young man, I thought, but he was a lesbian. Bald-headed and tattooed up. His whole head was tattooed up. Her whole head was tattooed up. And, man, she had earrings and nose rings and tongue rings and lip rings and eyebrow rings. And whew, it was gross. It was ugly. It was terrible. Boy, if Brittany ever did that, I'd kill her. She ever come home like that, it'd be bad. And I handed her this plate. She started telling me this story. And she said, I didn't know what to think about this. I don't know what to think about this Jesus thing. But last Monday night, I shot up the most dope I ever shot up. And all my friends thought I was dead. And they throwed me in a dumpster. And they left me there for dead in the alleyway. For 2 days, they dumped trash on her. Nobody knew she was there except her homeless friends that were scared to death to tell anybody that she was there in a dumpster. On Wednesday, she crawls out of this dumpster covered up with trash. She's stumbling down the street, and this lady picks her up, takes her to St. John's. This was years ago. So they cleaned her up for 3 days and washed her up and gave her a clean set of clothes. And all her friends were at the bridge, sleeping underneath the bridge. They were all down there at this revival, this meth rally, because of the food. So that was the first thing the Lord revealed to me there, one of them, how important food is in the ministry. Amen. And then I started sharing my testimony about Jesus and the glory of the Lord and how he cleaned me up. And later that day, underneath that 40-by-100 tent, she went to the cross and Bill prayed with her. And I never forget that day. First of all, my daughter went to the cross and I raised my hands towards heaven and began to cry. And then that little girl, that little lesbian girl, I don't believe Jesus seen a little lesbian there. No. Hey, you seen a little girl that needed him, that believed in him. Why did she believe? Because of the testimony that God gave me. Right? Whose testimony is it? It's not my testimony, it's the Lord, his power. Amen. Cleaned me up and cleansed me, didn't he? Amen. Amen. How many can raise your hands? Say, he cleaned me up and cleansed me. Yes, Lord. That little girl, she come running down, and I'm 100 feet in the back of the tent. She come running down that aisle, and I had no idea she was running towards me. She was just coming running down that aisle. Thank God I was young and strong. She weighed maybe 90 pounds. And she come running down that aisle, took a running leap and landed on me. I wasn't even set. I'm just standing. Oh, God. She wrapped her legs around me, her arms around me. The tears and the snot was flowing down her shoulder. And she said, I did not know you could get this high on Jesus. The Lord, glory of the Lord was just overflowing on me. Amen. And boy, I'm so stupid. I wished I'd got her name and number and kept up with her and maybe called her and been able to pray with her and minister and keep her lifted up. Oh, man, the power of God, the power of believing in him. Amen. I need to preach on that sometime. Look up all the scriptures on believing. Boy, it'd be good, wouldn't it? Amen. I've just thought about that over and over here lately. That power, just believing. Amen. So that's how we got the name Saturday Night High, when we needed a name. I couldn't stop thinking about that little girl. She said, I didn't know you'd get this high on Jesus. Well, I didn't know it either in 95. I found out. Amen. Yes, Lord. I can tell a lot of stories like that. You have to get out there. In the darkness, you have to get out there. You can't do it in here. You have to get out amongst them. And Jesus says we're to enjoy the company of ordinary people. We're never to be puffed up with pride. Think we're better than anybody. Think that we know more than anybody. Amen. In fact, they're supposed to be our most important, on our heart, more important than anything else other than our family, him and our family, our wife and our children. They come next. Reaching the lost. Reaching those ordinary people that don't know the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He wants to have a rich relationship with us. Is that what Jesus is telling you? I want to have a rich relationship with you. Don't be foolish and store up earthly wealth and not have a rich relationship with me. Amen. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11, please. 29:11-14. If you go to, don't go there, Billy. But if you go to in 2 Timothy 3:16, and where the Lord says, then every word written in this book was inspired by me. Amen. Who wrote the word? Amen. God, every word in it, and his Son. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. There are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Amen. Amen. How many people, since they received his glory and salvation, amen. Look at Elmer right there, amen. Now he has a business. 20-some years he was a meth addict. I remember one day he was telling me, Dave, I stole over 100 cars but lost count after 100. Never got caught for stealing a car. He just get caught for meth. He'd been in and out of prison jail since he was a juvenile. Now he has his own business, prospering, succeeding. He told me last night it's been 5 years now. Amen. Praise God, 5 years. Amen. How many years has it been, Steve? Huh? Several. Amen. Amen. How many years have been? Jimmy. How many years? 30 years. Glory to God. 30 years. Yes. Here we are. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Let's go on. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me, what's that say? Is it always about our hearts? It's always about our hearts. God's saying, God's teaching you. Amen. Right now, isn't he? He's speaking to you. You will find me. If you look for me with what? A whole heart. With a sincere heart. You will find me. Amen. That's a promise from God. Didn't Jesus promise us the same thing in Luke? We read it just a little bit ago. If we prayed, well, he's telling you here, if you'll pray with a whole heart, a sincere heart, God. Jesus, his Son, told us if we pray with shameless persistence and keep on seeking, keep on knocking, amen, he's going to give us what we ask for. And he's going to give us the Holy Spirit. And God says, you'll find me. You will find me. What's the next one? That's good. I will be found by you, says the Lord. Amen. Amen. I will be found by you. If you seek me with your whole heart, amen. I will be found by you. So is he wanting you to pray? Is he wanting to hear from you? Is he wanting to have a rich relationship with you? Amen. Is it life changing? It's the only way that a person can be cleansed and cleaned up. I don't want to steal no more. I don't need a box of hand grenades sitting beside me no more, an automatic machine gun or sawed-off shotguns. I ain't got a pile of dope out there. I ain't looking out peepholes. Amen. I used to drive to town with 355-gallon barrels full of dope on a Friday night. Pounds of Colombian pot, Quaaludes, and cocaine, because I knew people in each one of the aircraft plants. Do you know how much money goes out of them plants on a Friday night? I could sell a lot of dope, but I have no desire. Amen. Who cleansed me and cleaned me up? The Lord cleansed me and cleaned me up. So what did he do? What does God do? He changes the desires of your heart. Doesn't he? Amen. That's what he does. You don't want to be like that no more. Amen. And it's so amazing. You don't have to be a drug addict to need the Lord. Amen. We used to have a man that came to this church for years and years. He lost his wife. He was down there at the monument shop. He's sitting there and he said, "Dave, I got to tell you this story." He said, "I went to that church for 48 years. 48 years, that's a long time, ain't it? That's a lifetime. A lot of people don't get to live that long. 48 years, he's sitting in a pew out here in this church. Amen. He said, "Dave, I didn't know the Lord." He said, "But one Sunday I went home after church. What was really funny is the pastor, Dean Royce, was here before Brother Cecil. He used to call his wife and say, 'Hey, I'm coming out. I want to meet with you and your husband, just visit and fellowship.'" And he'd hide. He'd hide out on the farm somewhere. He could never be found. That's a true story. Amen. You know what? He went home one day after service, after 48 years of sitting here, not knowing the Lord. And after dinner, he said, "I went in my living room and I sat down in my recliner. I leaned back in my recliner, and Dave, I raised my hands towards heaven." He'd never been a drug addict. He was just a farmer, a McDonald County farmer. Retired. He said, "I told the Lord if he'd just forgive me for all my sins and trespasses," he said, "I'll serve you the rest of the days of my life." And you know what, Dave? He said, "I've been telling people about Jesus for 5 years. That's how hard it is. Amen. He gave him that gift. He believed with a sincere heart, and with a sincere heart he raised his hands towards heaven in his home, in his recliner, after 48 years of going to church, and received the glory of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So it doesn't matter if a person knows the Lord or not, they need to be in church. If they're here every Sunday, we just need to keep encouraging them, hug them, love them. Amen. We had another elderly couple had been here for years and years, I don't know how many years, and went to a Baptist revival in Southwest City. I could have swore he was saved. He used to come down, help me, didn't even want to get paid. He was retired. Old Barton Cooper. Went to that revival and received salvation that night. Went to the altar. Amen. Was telling people about Jesus till the day he died. I went out and visited him just right before he passed away in his house. And before that, I went to the care home. It's not hard, but you have to believe. You have to come to the altar with a sincere heart, and you receive the glory of the Lord. Amen. Jimmy received it 30 years ago. Next day, he's walking around Noel, Missouri, and didn't know what the Word of God said, but he's telling everybody about Jesus. He's been telling everybody about Jesus for 30 years. Amen. Brother Donald Cooper, how many years has it been? Since 1950. I was born in 54, so that would be about 68 years ago. Amen. That's a few years, isn't it? Brother Jack, how long has it been since 9 at the laundromat? 20 years. 20 years, a group of people from this church went to the laundromat, and there's Brother Jack. 20 years. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Is this good stuff? Who's the one doing the teaching here? Jesus. Who's the one talking to you? Jesus. Amen. Does he talk to people? Every time you open that book, every word in it was inspired by God. He's talking to you, isn't he? He's revealing the gospel to you. He's revealing his wisdom to you. Why was Proverbs written? Amen. Why is it? What's it say? Why was Proverbs written? You need to get a hold of Proverbs. Brother Cecil told me years ago, Dave, you need to read a chapter every day. I was in bad shape. I was back when I was just a little baby. Hadn't even been born again. He said, you need to read this every day. It's about getting wisdom from heaven. Every word in it. Amen. So I began reading a chapter every day. I still need to read a chapter every day. How many raise your hand on that? Amen. It's life changing, isn't it? The Spirit of the Lord that will cleanse you, but also the Word of God will renew your mind. You won't think like a drug addict no more. You don't want to go out and pay back evil for evil. How do you overcome evil? By doing good, by doing right. You don't have the desire to go out and pay back evil for evil no more. That's just natural for people out there in the world. But it's not natural for us. Amen. I just wanted to finish up with Romans 10, 9 through 13. I'm running a little late, ain't I? I'd like to tell too many stories, don't I? If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your what? Heart. Amen. That God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart. It's by believing where? It always has to do with a person's heart. You are made right with God by believing, with a sincere heart believing. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in Him will never be disgraced. Jews and Gentiles are the same in this respect. They are the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be what? Saved. With what? Sincere heart. Amen. That's my message for you today. The most important thing I wanted to get through you is, I imagine everybody here saved. I look around here and I've led a lot of you to the Lord and his prayer of salvation, didn't I? Brother Cecil and I together, he put us together years ago for a reason, didn't he? And it's been powerful. I love him dearly. You couldn't ask for a more awesome man of God as a pastor, more loving, more caring, more spiritual, led by the glory of the Lord, cares for his flock. Amen. Yes. We still would like to have an... help me out, brother. An altar call, I guess, wouldn't we? Would you like to lead us in that? It always has to do with a sincere heart, believing and trusting in the Lord, calling upon Him. He has a future for you. Everyone who calls upon Him. He took this drug addict, and ever since He turned me inside out, I've prospered and succeeded in life, and He promises all that we will a future. I'm not worth millions, but I'm very rich. Amen. And I got to live long enough to see a lot of seeds that I planted and a lot of seeds that I watered. They had to go around the mountain a few times. Some of them more times than others. But I was always there for them when they came back around the mountain, weren't we? Every time they'd go around, we was there. That's all you can do is be there for them when they come back around that mountain and pray they don't die while they're out there in that darkness. Amen. Whew. There's nothing more exciting than being born again. There's nothing more neater than living for the Lord. It's the neatest thing that ever happened to my life. And I have to give Him all the credit. Amen. I couldn't change myself, let alone anybody else. So I have to praise Him every day and give Him praise for all the men and women that I've got to see born again. Praying, I've got to pray with them for salvation. I got to baptize them. Amen. And see them. Make it, amen, because of Christ Jesus living in them. I'm a blessed, blessed man. Amen. I'm standing here 63. I'll be 64 next month. I don't even have any arthritis or pain. Amen. I have bad arthritis in my right knee. Healed it. Swelled up. My wife had to pay $450 a month because I couldn't live with the pain. One night the Lord just took it, didn't He? Yep. You were there. Believing. got up believing. Pastor said, somebody here needs a healing. I got up believing. In 90, I think it was 97, I came right here. And I lived for a year with two blown out ruptured discs. Living on loading pills and pain pills and wearing a girdle. And Brother Dane said, there's somebody, I'm sitting over here, he said, there's somebody here that needs a healing today. This is in 97, I think. I was born again in 95, and I was 97. Right here, I raised my hands towards heaven, and Brother Dean anointed me at all, and I walked out of here, and I've never had a back pain. Amen. Never. They said I couldn't live with two ruptured, blown out discs. And here I am. I ain't had any pain since 98. You know, the doctors wanted to do surgery on this knee, full arthritis. Amen. The first time I had cancer, after I went through all the chemo and radiation, I bought a bicycle, started riding it. I got to where I could ride 10 miles every morning before work. Out there in the valley where I live, this old knee is still going. I ain't never swelled up. Amen. If you don't, the deal is, folks, if you don't have a desire in your heart to grow spiritually, and the Spirit of the Lord is what puts that there, amen, then you're going to lose out on a lot of benefits. Because how do you think I received those miracles? In the Lord, right there in the book, it says, because of the Holy Spirit, I could receive those gifts. The Spirit gives you the faith to receive those gifts. Without the Holy Spirit, you have no benefits. Amen. Nothing will ever change in your life. Look at the benefits I've received. There's nothing like living for the Lord. Amen. Brother Cecil. There you go.
Hallelujah. So what we're going to do is just follow this up with giving God an opportunity to just touch you in your body, your spirit, however. So this is a non-specific invitation for prayer. Jack's going to be playing there and if you need prayer, just come right up, and we'll pray for you. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord.